Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha everyone and welcome back to Free Inside. I'm Brother Bulla, a blessed man of God, who is so blessed to bring the Word of God to you this evening. Mahalo for tuning in, and may we all enjoy this evening's message, Seek the Lord. Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Honolulu, has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. First Assembly of God's prison ministry team shares the Word of God and words of encouragement each week to the incarcerated in Halava, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, and soon in the Women's Correctional Facility on the Windward Side. We are also blessed to minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and we'll be heading there shortly. Let's bow our heads and let's open up tonight in a word of prayer, if we could, my brothers and my sisters. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for bringing us to this point and time where we can sit together and meditate on your mercy and grace this evening as shared in the Word. For all those beloved that are sitting in their module, maybe on the edge of their bed, or sitting at a dinner table in the kitchen at home, Lord, bless them. And for those who are listening, may the words from my mouth be words from the Lord. May the seeds of hope find fertile soil, take root, and be bountiful. Lord, I ask for a healing touch for any person that is not feeling well at this moment. For any person that has an affliction or a pain, I pray that you cover them and that you heal them. Father, come and be with us. Fill us with your wisdom, God. Fill us with your compassion. Fill us with your mercy and your love. Lord, we sanctify this time as your time. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, everyone in agreement says, Amen. Tonight's message is called Seek the Lord. Sometimes it's interesting what you find. When our son was playing college football in the mainland, my wife and I would take as many trips as we could to watch his games. We were blessed to experience so many different things, you know, from the weather, the change in the seasons, to the food, and to the people all over this great country of ours that we call the United States. You know, it's just an eye-opening time when we would travel to America. I mean to the mainland, because we're part of America too. Even when he was in high school, we were able to go to the mainland during the summer to like the Nike Invitational Camp, the Adidas Elite Camp, and one time we even went to San Antonio for the All-Army Combine. Brother Bulla, that's very interesting, that's very touching, but Brother Bulla, what does that have to do with seeking the Lord or tonight's message? If you're going to go down nostalgia lane, Brother Bulla, maybe that's not for me. Well, that's a great question. I thank you for thinking that, because our message tonight is Seek the Lord, and let me weave this together. Let me take the threads that I'm starting to begin with, and I'm going to weave them together to make a nice warm blanket to tuck you in tonight. What do you think the most important thing you need to have when you're traveling on the mainland? No, not your rice cooker. What's the most important thing that you need to have when you're traveling in the mainland? No, not your musubi maker. Not the chili pepper water, and not the Korean hot sauce that we call a rooster sauce, the kimchi red one. No, the most important thing that you need when traveling, especially in today's world with today's technology, it's something called a GPS. That's a short for Global Positioning System. Now, before that, the GPS was around because of computers and satellites and everything. There's something that our parents used to use. I'm not sure how many of you were able to travel, maybe in the mainland, maybe in California, maybe in our ninth island called Las Vegas. Thank you to the Boyd family. But at that time, they didn't have a GPS back in the late 60s, back in the 70s. That wasn't even part of our society. It might have been part of the military branches having a GPS, but we didn't have access to that, not like today. So back then, they had something called the MAP. It's called a map. Now, the map is what our parents used to use. It looked like a long piece of paper folded up like origami, and they would open it up just to find out how lost they really were. As a kid, we would observe this. But you see, back then, it wasn't Mauka, Makai, or Eva, or Diamond Head when you're traveling on the freeway in Los Angeles at 65 miles an hour. It was north, south, east, west. It wasn't Kamehameha Highway, Farrington Highway, Nimitz Highway. It was Route 101, Route 105, Route 69. Oh my, how did our parents ever do that? But just like back then, when we would use the map to get where we needed to go, we now use the GPS. See, we know that whenever we want to get somewhere, whenever we have to go to a place, whenever we need to arrive somewhere or to a destination, we need to seek our goal. We need to seek our goal. The word seek means to try to locate or discover, such as search for. The word seek means to endeavor or obtain or reach. Seek a college education. The word seek means to go to or toward, such as water seeks its own level. The word seek means to inquire for or request, such as seek directions from a police officer. The word seek means to try or endeavor, such as seek to do good. Well, Bula, thank you for the dictionary lesson from the Webster version. What does that all mean? Well, it brings us right to the message that I have prepared for you, my brothers and my sisters. Be that as you may, in Wai'ava, in Halava, OCCC, FDC, maybe even at the women's facility, maybe in Saguaro, the message tonight is seek the Lord. You see, it's just like driving in the mainland. The reward or the payoff was when you reached your destination safely and in one piece, in one mind, and in one accord. So by seeking your destination, you followed the instructions and you got there safely. So the benefit of seeking directions was to get where you wanted to go. Which brings us to our thought tonight, seek the Lord. We're going to be in the book of Chronicles this evening. For those of you who have your sword available and you can open it, it's in the Old Testament. It's in 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verses 1 through 8. That's where we're going to be starting this evening. 2 Chronicles 26, verses 1 through 8. I'll begin. Now all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah after the king rested with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Let me say the last part of verse number 5. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Imagine that. 16 years old and you become a ruling king. And the only thing you have to do was seek the Lord and the Lord would make you prosper. What a guarantee. What a promise. What a prophecy. What an opportunity. And Uzziah was this, and it came to pass that he became a very powerful king
with a very mighty army as long as he sought the Lord.
Earlier in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2, Azariah had met with King Asa. Then the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet King Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." For a lot of us, if not all of us, this sounds like a really nice story, Brother Bula. But that's old news. That's the Old Testament. And who really seeks God in today's world, Bula? Who has the time? I mean, for those of us that aren't incarcerated, the excuses are many. I got to work. I got to put food on the table. I got to pay the bills. I got to pay the school. I got to pay the gas. I got to pay this. I got to pay that. I got to pay. I don't have time to seek God, Bula. Got to survive, you know. It's tough. Always expensive. Gas is over $4 a gallon right now. Molokai gas is over $5 a gallon. We got to work hard to make ends meet. Can't. No more time. Well, I hear you, my beloved. But I also recall an anchor verse in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, Matthew 6, 33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." God didn't say half of these things. God didn't say two-thirds of these things will be added unto you. He said all these things shall be added unto you. All means all. And if it's in the Bible, you know that it is the truth. Anyone besides me feel lost sometimes? You don't know which way to turn? Whole situation is upside down. The way you went was wrong again. The way you turn was wrong again. The way you reversed was wrong again. The other way was wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Someone once told me, three lefts make you right. Draw that on a piece of paper, you'll see what I mean. For those of you tuning in this evening, I wanted to thank you once again. This is Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill. And we have a passion to reach the lost, to reach the incarcerated, to reach those that need to hear the word of Jesus. We thank you once again, and we're going to pick up our message once again, seek the Lord. Well, you know, when you feel lost, you don't know which way to go. Sometimes it's like if any of you have ever surfed in Big Surf. I had a very dear friend who told me, when the surf gets really big at Waimea and you're being tossed around like a washing machine on extra rinse cycle, he says the banging of the noise that you hear, the loud clanking, are the boulders in the bottom of Waimea Bay banging against each other. He said it's kind of like God going bowling. So I guess it would sound a little bit like thunder, but underwater. But, you know, if you're ever trapped in high surf, in big surf, if you've ever been in a situation in the ocean, sometimes, and you hear this from a lot of surfers, they have to stay very still and see which way the bubbles are going. Because sometimes you get so disoriented, you get so lost, you get so twisted after wiping out, you actually start swimming to the bottom. So many of your big wave surfers will say a lot of times, if they've been tossed about and they're disoriented or they seem to be out of sorts, they're going to pause, they're going to take a break, they're going to relax and try and watch the bubbles, because the bubbles always rise to the top. You see, but there's times where we don't even think we can think straight anymore, when things are so messed up. You know, maybe you're sitting right now on the edge of your bed and you feel like you just can't figure it out. My beloved, don't worry. Whether you're inside or outside, it's the same way that so many of us feel. But few of us are willing to admit it. Sometimes, instead of giving up, we just got to look up and say, God,
Man, I hope you got this. I wanted to share a few verses with you, so if you have something to write them down, you can refer to them later on when you have a moment to reflect on things. I'll wait while you grab your pencil or your pen and your paper. But sometimes it's in the quiet moments that you hear the voice of the Lord. Sometimes it's in those quiet moments when God is able to talk to you. He can't talk to you in the middle of the Super Bowl. He can't talk to you in the middle of Monday Night Football. He can't talk to you in the middle of American Idol or anything else that's distracting you from studying the Word of God and getting closer to God. Sometimes it's in the quiet of the night. So I wanted to leave you with a few verses just so you had some anchor verses to work with, just so you had some things to write down and to reference in those times and those moments when you have a little quiet time. Because we're talking about seeking the Lord this evening. Thank you once again for tuning in. God bless you. But the reason I gave you these verses, and they're only four, is because I thought they'd be useful to you. Something you might be able to use, maybe not tonight, maybe not tomorrow, but there'll come a time when you're going to be looking for an opportunity to have something to grab onto, to have something to hold onto, to have something that will give you hope, to have something that will give you the opportunity for some peace. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. That's Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. In the book of James in the New Testament, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. In the Jesus book, or the Pigeon Bible, if one of you guys don't know what for do, ask God for help, for give you the smarts that you need. He not gonna give you guys hard time. He gonna help you guys. God give plenty to everybody, you know. I want to make sure we understand that. If one of you guys don't know what for do, and we have all been there at one point or another in our life where we're just totally lost, check this out. Ask God for help, for give you the smarts you need. Now, I don't want you to get into an argument with your loved ones or your wife, but sometimes, you know, when you're growing up, did your parents ever tell you, wise up? You know, to me, I was going to, why is up? I thought, why was down? What do they mean, why is up? Oh, they mean get a brain. Oh, okay. So God is right saying, for God, forgive you help, forgive you the smarts you need. Anybody here besides me need a little bit more smarts? I tell you, there's times where I need a whole lot of smarts and not a little. He no going to give you a hard time. Sometimes, you know how it is. It's like small kid time when you got to go ask your parents money for go out. They start drilling you. Dad, and back, well, that'll date me, but, you know, before $20 is a lot of money. It still is, but you're not going to get a whole lot out of that, unfortunately. Dad, you know, and you're over there, oh, can I have $20? And they, what did you do? And they give you the 99-question drill. And it's like, oh, man, that's almost like 45 cents a question, man. What are we going to do? But anyway, it's like God is not like that. He's not going to give you a hard time. He's going to help you out because he gives plenty to everybody. Matthew 7:7 is our third verse. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. That is in Matthew 7:7. In the Jesus book, it says, ask God, and you're going to get him. Look, and you're going to find him. Knock, and God going to open the door for you. Doesn't get much easier than that. Ask God, and you're going to get him. Look, you're going to find him. Knock, and God going to open the door for you. The fourth verse is Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. In the Jesus book in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. That's why I tell you guys, when you pray, everything you ask God for do, trust him, just like you get him already, and that going be. Imagine if we could pray with that level of expectancy. Imagine if we could pray in the manner that what we are praying for will automatically be given to us. That ties back into our Jeremiah 29:11. That's the anchor verse for Free Inside Ministry. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is where the pedal hits the metal, my beloved. This is our anchor verse for Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry for First Assembly of God, Red Hill. The Lord has made a declaration, but in verse 12, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. We have been commanded by God to call upon him and pray. And he says, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when, qualify right there, when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. If God says he will, then he will. If God has a deliberate intention, a diligent purposefulness, a determination, a mental decision to deliberately choose a course of action, if God says he will, then he will. That's a wonderful time for a hallelujah, glory to God. He says, I will be found by you, and I will bring you back from captivity. My beloved, did you hear what just came out of the word of God? Did you hear what I had just said? He will bring you back from captivity. Glory to God. But Bula, wait. Is it that easy? Well, there's some conditions. There's some conditions that we need to fulfill. There's some consideration that has to be exchanged here. We have some directions to follow as we seek the Lord, my brothers and sisters. You see, condition number one is, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. That's your first condition. Well, what does that mean, Bula? Well, what does it say? Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. We got to pray to God. Condition number one, pray. Got to pray. Open our mouth. Got to pray. That's the first condition. The second condition, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. How much Bula? Half your heart? All your heart. How much Bula? 3/4 your heart? All your heart. How about 7/8 Bula? All your heart. 15/16? All your heart. 31/32? All your heart. The two conditions that you need to meet. Condition number one, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. He's asking us to pray to him. Condition number two, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And who are we praying to? We're praying to El Shaddai, God Almighty. We're praying to Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. We're praying to Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Yahweh, the great I am. My brothers and sisters, in Revelation 3:20, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. In the Jesus book, listen, I stay over here standing outside the door and knocking. Anybody hear my voice? They open the door. I'm going to go inside his place and go eat with him. And he's going to eat with me. This is the fellowship that Jesus wants with each and every one of us. Being the sons and daughters of the Most High. He's not talking about a religion. He's not talking about a big church. He's not talking about anything but having a relationship with him. It doesn't get any more basic than that, my brothers and sisters. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice, hello, and open the door, I will come in. And we will share a meal together as friends. Guys, that's how I know Jesus stay local. Who else gonna knock at your door and say what? Can eat or what? I mean, he wants to come in and grind a little bit. sit down, talk story. When you share a meal with someone, that is communion. When you share a meal with someone, that is when you're going through the belly to get to the heart. When you share a meal with someone, you're having some quiet time with them. You're getting to know that person. You're getting to understand that person. That's why he wants to share a meal. He wants to know you better. He wants to get a personal relationship with you. He doesn't want you to only call when you're in trouble. If the only time you pray is when you're in trouble, my brothers and sisters, you're in trouble. If the only time you pray is when you're in trouble, you are in trouble. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's a conversation. It's opening your mouth. It's talking to God. Sometimes your grief is so great you can't even speak a word. But you know what? The Lord knows your heart. It's all those other times when you can open your mouth and speak to him. That's what he's waiting for. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. My brothers and sisters, it has been such a joy to share this time with you this evening. I want to thank each and every one of you who have tuned in tonight for Free Inside Ministry. My wife and I and our entire volunteer team, we love you guys. You bless all of us, all our brothers and sisters out there. But please know that he stands at the door and knocks. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. We'll share together a meal as friends. Is God knocking at your door? If he is, open wide and say thank you, Jesus. Thank you once again for tuning in tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. Bless each and every one of you. And may the Lord of Lords cover you this evening. Amen.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.